Finding Happy, written and illustrated by Kristen L. Schindler. Dedication. To Gavin, Logan, and Ava, may you always find the happy that resides in your heart. Never forget to surround yourselves with love, laughter, and the beauty of this world. There once was a little girl named Lily Anna Grace. She was always filled with energy and had a smile upon her face. She bounced and jumped, she ran and skipped. Her heart was filled with joy. Sticks and rocks became creations. She barely played with toys. Nature was her wonderland. She filled her time in trees. She frolicked in the water and conversed with honeybees. For her 7th birthday, she asked for something new. It was a lively little puppy that she had dreamed about, too. In her mind, she saw it clearly, with big brown eyes and soft white fluff. She would train it, love it, snuggle it, and do all kinds of stuff. Her parents slightly disagreed. They said she wasn't ready yet for such a big responsibility, maybe a smaller pet. They suggested perhaps some fish that would swim and dive and glow. But she couldn't snuggle a fish, so she said, "No, I don't think so." She hung her head quite sadly while trying to think of something new. Then her dad suggested a guinea pig. They are cute, sweet, and fun, too. "What's a guinea pig?" Liliana Grace questioned. "What can I do with a pet like that? Are they pink? Do they stink? Do they grunt and get really fat?" Her parents laughed and giggled. "No, you silly girl. A guinea pig is soft and sweet. Let's give the idea a whirl." They ventured to a pet store, where in a cage one sat. It was small and fluffy. It was tiny and not fat. When Lily Anna Grace saw its tiny little face, she knew right away this was the place. Her heart began to flutter and simultaneously melt. She remembered her dream, and this was how it felt. When she finally got to hold it, it was so soft and smooth and sleek. With light brown fur and dark black eyes, it was quite small, quiet, and sweet. "She's just perfect for me," Liliana Grace exclaimed. "Can I please take her home? I will be a perfect pig mom, and I will never let her roam." So they packed up her gift with hay and pebbles too, a new pig cage, a water bottle, and a snuggle hut all new. The pig was very tiny. She was much different from the rest. And when Lily held her, the pig snuggled gently on her chest. "I need the perfect name for my precious little pet. It needs to be very special, but I can't think of one just yet." "Well, take your time, our sweet, sweet girl. Just you wait and see. Go show her the beautiful flowers and where you love to be." So off they went. Pig and girl. Each day was big and new. There were so many sights to see. There were so many fun things to do. But sometimes Pig got squealy, like she was trying to say a word. Although their language was different, Liliana Grace was sure she heard. "Don't be afraid, my small sweet pig. There is nothing to fear. I will always protect you. I will always be near." It seemed the pig, she understood the words from this sweet girl. So Pig did a happy popcorn dance, and the girl began to twirl. They danced and popped, they jumped and hopped. Together they explored and played. And when their bodies got too tired, they stopped, and upon the ground they laid. Together in the plush green grass, Pig and Lily looked up at the sky. They snuggled and imagined cloud animals floating happily by. Together they saw fierce dragons, long-tailed parrots, and mama kangaroos. They saw tiny dogs, jumping frogs, and giant antlered moose. Then Lily turned to Pig and said, "I need a name for you, but nothing seems just right. I try to think of names in the morning, and then again at night." The pig looked up like she was thinking too. This sweet, sweet girl was her world. What could a small pig do? So Pig did what happy pigs do. She hopped and popped galore. She ran up to Lily, she jumped again, and she did it more and more. Lily laughed and giggled. "Pig, you are so cuddly and happy. You always make my day. I can't imagine spending time doing what I love in any other way." "That's it," Lily squealed. "Why didn't I think of it before? I found the perfect fit for you. You will be happy from today and forevermore." So Happy and Lily headed home to snuggle down and rest up from their long first week. For tomorrow would bring more adventures, more hops, more pops, and squeaks. The end. Guinea Pig Research. Do you have questions about guinea pigs? Do you wonder where they live and what they eat? Having questions is a great place to start. When my children wanted a guinea pig, we went to the library to learn more about them. We checked out books about guinea pigs, we watched videos about them, and even went to the St. Louis Zoo to visit an exhibit to ask the zookeepers our questions. Then we designed and built a habitat for our guineas so they could have enough room to popcorn, hop, and wear unicorn horns. You can become a guinea pig expert too. Or maybe you have another animal you are interested in learning about. Your brain is so talented and there is so much information out there. The most important part is to have fun, work hard, and be creative. Then tell your story of what you've learned so you can inspire others along the way.